We are learning Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning four lines from the bottom of Daf Pei Hei Amud Beis. Zok de Gemara, Boyer Rabba, Sheves HaPoichsosoi B'domim Mahu. If you have a wound that makes you worth less and knocks you out of work, what's the halacha? Now what's the shayla? Hechidami, Kegoin, Sheikoa Yodai V'tzomso Yodai V'sofer Lachsa. We're talking about here a sheves, which means it's only temporary that he's lost the use of his hand. Someone hit him on his hand, and the hand shriveled up, but it's going to get better. So now, for a few weeks now, he doesn't have a hand, he can't do work, he's bedridden, so he's definitely get sheves. But besides that, for these 3 weeks, his value went down. So Mike, give him a sefer lachzar, lo yov lelamidi. You don't give him any nezek, you just pay him for the sheves. Right now, Lamaisa, he's worth less, and therefore you're going to pay him, besides for Sheves, you're going to pay him Nezek. That's Pashit, that you have to pay Sheves. The question is, do you pay Nezek as well? Here, this is going to get better, so he's not a long-term Nezek, so you don't pay for damages, not long-term. The only thing is, you're not going to have to work, so you're paying for that. Masha'inkein, the Nezek is just temporary, or you say, right now, his value went down. Now, Taisa speaks out, that read the bottom tais, read the bottom. So mevatchef the b'choyam v'yom achi esrape nifchas dama. Besides for his sheves, he's missing his work. He also went down. So anybody adam bekiim lahaker b'yodem sef lachzer. People don't know if it's going to get better or not. Therefore, his value is less now. Lo yachnisu atz b'masof. I'm not going to buy him. But Tosis speaks out. Avodava yedua that it's going to get better. Tosis says ma'ida abaya. You only give the sheves. We'll see. There's a kasha from the Rosh Hashanah from the more later on. But as Tosis says, the whole shaila is only in a case where it's something that's not, we're not sure of a Sefer Lachsa, but something that's clearly Sefer Lachsa, then he would agree, we'll see later on, Abaya Shita, but there wouldn't be a Shaila, everyone would be Maida, that you only give Sheves and not Nezek. We'll see later on, it's called Abaya Varov, that's what this means by saying Abaya. Toshima, the Mervis arrived to the Shaila. Maka Ova V'imai, it says that if someone's Maka Ova V'imai, it's a Mishnah later on, the Pezayin, that if someone hits a mother and father, so if he makes a chabura in the mother and father, so he's chayiv misa, so obviously he's not chayiv to pay, because Allah is, come le'ravne. But here, v'lo yosvem chabura, he didn't do chabura in them. Or achayiv v'chaber v'yakaburim, or he hurts his friend in Yom Kippur, which is only an issa karis, no issa misa, and therefore there is a chayiv to pay, chayiv v'kulam. The Gemara says, both these cases are chayiv v'kulam. Now we're going to concentrate on the case, amakov v'imay v'lo yosvem chabura. What's that case? That he hurt his mother and father at a chabura. What's the case? Laugh, going to call you. There's a lachsa. Isn't the case that you hit him on the hand and shriveled up, no chabura, no blood, and it's to get better? And what does it say? So you have to pay all chamish advarim. So you see, you have to pay nezek as well. So it's a riot to the shiloh. The Gemara says, no. I'm going to hirshu. You made him deaf. You made the father deaf. And therefore, you didn't do chabura. And therefore, you pay chayav v'kulam because this is permanent. This deafness is permanent. Therefore, you're paying all things. But it's not true. Rabba charish is aviv nera. You get misa. Why? Because efshel charish lechabura. It's efshel charish lechabura. It's impossible to make him deaf without a chabura. Tifsa adam naflabundre. A drop of blood went into his ear. That's why he became deaf. And therefore, it's poshut that is a chabura. You chayav misa. So not possible chayav v'kulam. So what's the case in the Mishnah? It says that you heard him without a chabura. You chayav v'kulam. What's the case? You gave him a haircut, and now he's embarrassed. He's walking around with any hair. So, and that's the Shiloh. So now he's so embarrassed, and now you're saying chayiv v'kulon. So what do you see? Chayiv v'nezek, even though it's going to get back. So Mara says, that comes back. V'hainu bayin. So it is a riot to Shiloh. We wanted a riot to Shiloh be the case where he hurt his hand and it shriveled up, and that was a riot. Mara says, no, it's not a riot. So what's the case? You gave him a haircut. You gave him a haircut. That's also a raya, because this also is going to come back. The hair is going to grow back. And v'hainu bayin, that's the shayla. That's the shayla gemara. It's a raya to the shayla. Agav, right here is a raya, not like Tosfos, because everyone knows the hair grows back, and still we see it's telling the same shayla if you pay nezek or not. This is a rishash kash from this gemara. So some say he's not gerus this. The gemara says, you know what we're talking about over here? The case was they smeared a poison on his head, on his father's head, that it doesn't grow back. So you pay chamisha dvarim here. Here it's a case where it does not grow back, and if we're paying nezek, and the Gemara goes through all the five things that you pay. You pay tsar, the islei kartofni bereshi, v'tzavchei mehani kartofni. The case is that he has cracks on his head, so you're putting this sam, this poison, this chemicals on his head, it hurts from the cracks. Ripui d'bayasuyi, he has to get better from those cracks, he needs to be healed. Sheves, he's out of work, why? Because he needs his head for work. Now that he has a shaved head with these boo-boos on the head, The Hava Marakad Bekubi, his job was, he used to dance in the chasana halls. The boy Machvi, Gavnei Aresha, he has to show tricks with his head. V'loi Machvi, Hanukartofni, he has his cracks in his head, he can't do this anymore. And Boishu, Senchal Boishu Golem, he's very embarrassed by having no hair anymore. And also it's Nezek, because it's permanent. So Akaponim, it's not a riot from this case, because the case of hurting the father, Erech HaBuri, is a case where Taka, it's not being Chayzer, it's not coming back, but it's no Chaburah either. We Chayim Misa, it was hard to find the case, that there was no Chaburah, but it's not coming back. So what's the case? That you permanently made him have no hair, and there you have all Chayim Misa Dvarim, because there was Boishus from having no hair, Nezek is worth less because he has no hair, looks funny, and he can't do his tricks right now because of his cracks in the head that are hurting now from the sam. And the same thing at Tsar. Zok to Gemara. So Rabbi still has a shiloh about if you hurt someone that's going to get better and it's not permanent, do you pay nezik or not? So the Gemara says, it was a shiloh Rabbi. Most of the boy of the Rabbi, pshit le la bayil hachgisa, was pashut the bayil on one end, the Rabbi hachgisa, and the Rabbi the other end. They both are sure about this, but they argue what the loch is. The itmar, he called yodoy, someone hit his friend on his hand, which some says shriveled up, so it's going to get better. Abayi says, you give Sheves Gedoyla and Sheves Katana. Sheves Gedoyla means Deme Yodai, how much he went down in value from losing his hand. And Sheves Katana, which means how much he's missing now, because you look at him, Ke'ilu is a Shomer Keshuim, he's a cucumber watcher at this time, because he gave him raised Deme Yodai. So you shots him up how much, what can he do without a hand? He could watch cucumbers. And right now he's in bed. So you're paying for that. That's Sheves Katana. Sheves Gedoyla is another way of saying Nezek. So according to Abayi, you pay Nezek and you pay Sheves Katana. Rav Amar no, ainu noisnei al dmei shiftosh v'chol yom v'yom. All he gets is sheves, no nezek. And if he Rav, the sheves he gets is not like a shemek kashuim, because here he can have a regular job. His value doesn't go down. His hand gets better. He goes back to his regular job. So here he gets sheves like his regular job, whatever it is. So it comes as two differences between Abayi and Rav. Abayi first of all says he pay nezek. And second of all, the Sheves Katana, according to Baya, means like a Shemek Hashum. According to Rava, means whatever his regular job is. Because remember, we're not paying for Rava any Dmei Yodai, therefore he gets regular Sheves of what his job is. Not the Maravaita. Itma. Hakatei Yad Eved Ivri Shal Chaveri. Someone cuts the hand off of an Eved Ivri, and it's not his Eved Ivri, someone else's Eved Ivri. Now, Eved Ivri is a regular Jew, you gotta be a Chemish Dvar. Mishal is who gets the money. So the Nezek, Tsar, Ripui, and Boishus, of course, go to the Eved Ivri. The Shaila is, who gets the Sheves? And maybe also the Nezek is a little bit of Shaila, but who gets the Sheves, the Ikar Shaila? Who gets the lost wages? And by Yom HaNoshon, the Sheves G'dolah le'Eved, you give the Sheves G'dolah le'Eved, which means you give the Nezek to the Eved, along with everything else. The Sheves K'tana le'Rav. And the lost wages go to the Rav, to the Master. Rav Amar, Kol Yonosin le'Eved, everything goes to the Eved, all Chamish Dvarim. I, Lema'isa, the master is losing out, he doesn't have a worker now. But you look at Chemem Karka, you buy Karka, a Rav Oichel Peris, and the Rav eats the Peris, which is actually more, the master is making more than according to Abaya. He's getting Peris at least. He gets the Peris of the Karka, the profits of the Karka. So that's what Rav says, I call you Nosh Levin, I'm Karka, a Rav Oichel Peris. Toysis doesn't like this Girsa because he holds that for sure Sheves Katana should go to the master, because he's the one who owns his work. So of course, the lost wages should go to him. So Taisa says, the Gersa is like this. Ela akol rav gesinan. Sheves katana akol la'atzmoy. To the master. V'sheves g'doyli loka karka rav echa peris. Shemafsin huve katiyas yodid limotzim. He can't do the same job. He's like this. Of course the sheves goes to the master. But even part of the nezek goes to the master. Why? Because why is part of the nezek go to the master? Because Maisa, his worker can't do the same job for him like he used to do. And therefore he gets part of the nezek. Pshita, piches etza atzmoy, ve'etza rabbi loy piches. Let's say he got an injury that's only a chesaron for him, but not for his master. Hey chidami, what's an example of that? The paskei reish unei, someone cut off his nose, cut off his une, his ear, or ilaration and chiraya, or his nose. They cut off one of those things. So there, those cases, it's not really a big hezek. It doesn't look good for him. He looks funny, so it's a hezek for him. But for the master, he still does the same job. It doesn't really change the job that the master will do. They'll do for the master, and therefore he does not get paid for it. Sakol Atzmai, then the Eved gets it. Piches Etzer Rabbi, but if it's a case where it's also a damage, Etzer Rabbi, Rashi says, Af Etzer Rabbi, can keep this yodin out of his hand, then pluk the Dabai Varava, it's a pluk the Dabai Varava, twice as much of why we have to say it again. We just said that before, but that's a pluk the Dabai Varava, where the money goes when you cut off the hand of the Eved. Not the Maravaita. It says in the Mishnah, Boishes, Hakol Fiam Avayish from Aspayish. How do you pay Boishes? How do you figure out, evaluate how much embarrassment to pay? Depends who is the Mavayish, who is the Mispayish. The Mishnah is not Rabbi Meir, it's not Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya learned in the Mishnah. How do you shots up? It's the really say the Tanya. The Tanya learned in the Brisa. How do you shots up the Boishes? The Kulam Roy Noison, Kiilu Hem Bnei Chayrim, Shiyardim Nechaseim, Shem Bnei Avram, Yitzv Yaakov Rabbi Meir. Like Rashi explains, if you evaluate him like an Oysher, like what he is, let's say he's a rich person. If you evaluate him like a rich person, there's no end to how much you have to pay if you embarrass an Oysher. Because the money is so much, it's just too much money. Of course, he's a rich guy, he's all the Kavadik. You embarrass him, there's no price tag on that. So what we do is, we look at a guy who's a rich guy who is not rich anymore. So he's still a little bit Choshev, but not so Choshev. And Ramey's Chiddush is that everyone gets evaluated the same way. Even Ani. Ani, Asher, you evaluate everyone the same. Like a person who used to be rich and now is not rich anymore. Div Ramey. Which is better than Ani, but not as Choshev as Asher. Rabbi Yehuda Ima Agadol Fi Gadloi. Depends. If he's very Choshev, the Fi Abig is. And if he's small, the Fi how small he is. Third Chita, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Ashirim, Royan Oysan, Kilu Heim Nechayrim, Shiyardim Nechaseim. Ashirim, you don't look him like a regular Ashir because, again, that's too much. So what you do is you look at him like an Ashir who lost his money. And Aniyim Kibchusrem, by Aniyim, you go like the lowliest Aniyim. So who's our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says, Ilfiyam Avayish, Famas Bayish. It depends who the person is. Money. Ira Meir, Mastisim Ktani, Hakol Ilfiyam Avayish, Famas Bayish. Ivich Ar Meir, the Mishnah says, Ilfiyam Avayish, Famas Bayish. Ra Meir, Kul Vadilin. Ra Meir says, everyone's the same. Virav Yehuda. So it can't be our Mishnah, can't be Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir says, everyone gets evaluated like an Asher that lost his money. It's Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah says that someone's a Vayish Asuma Yechayiv. We'll see a drasha on the base. Rabbi Yehuda is Asuma Yechayiv. We'll see what that means in a second. So you understand what our Mishnah. Elalav Rabbi Shimoni. So it must be it's Rabbi Shimon who says that it's a sliding scale, that an Asher gets like this, and an Oni gets like that. So that's what our Mishnah means, Kol Mivayish on his Bayish. Rabbi Yehuda also says a sliding scale, but if Rabbi Yehuda, this is, I think, a problem. Our Mishnah, the next Mishnah says that Mivayish is Zumachayiv. So the next Mishnah can't be according to Rabbi Yehuda, because who holds the Zumayin Lebayishas? A blind person doesn't have Bayishas. So it must be it's Rabbi Shimon. Zakti Gemara, no. And Philtim Rabbi Yehuda, you can say it's a Rabbi Yehuda. Ki Om Rabbi Yehuda, Sumayin Lebayishas, Lemishkimunay. It means, Sumayin Lebayishas means that if a suma, if a blind person embarrasses someone else, he's not chayiv to pay. We'll see why with a drasha. But if you embarrass him, of course you have to pay for that. So when it says avayish suma chayiv, that's like shtims of Rabbi Yehuda. So no, the Mishnah still does not shtim like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because when I'm telling you sefer, the sefer that Mishnah says like this: Havayish yoshan chayiv, but yoshan shavayish is pata. But the yoshan is bayish pata, and should have spoke out and assume shavayish pata according to Rabbi Yehuda. That a suma that embarrasses pata also. But like telling suma shavayish pata. Mechlad loishnahachi. It's mashma that in our Mishnah at least holds that a suma, if you embarrass suma yichayiv, and if a suma embarrasses, he's chayiv. Suma is a baradas, and it's chayiv both ways. So Rabbi Yehuda is mechadish that if suma embarrasses someone else, he's not chayiv. He learns it from a pasuk. This Mishnah is not like that because Mishnah only says that a yashon, a sleeping person that was bayish is potter. So obviously our Mishnah holds that a suma that was embarrassed is chayiv. So our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. So you can't say for a zaydik reason you can't say that our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. So the Mishnah must be Rav Shimon who holds the sliding scale between if it's an Asher or Ani and fear of Yehuda also or Yehuda couldn't be for Zayitik reason. So our Mishnah is Rav Shimon. So the man who's the town of the following Braisa? It says in the Braisa like this. Someone tried to be Vayash a Katan, Vayash a Gadol, and land embarrassing a Gadol. The Loch is, Nois the Gadol, Mayash a Katan. The Loch is, by Busha, you have to have Kavana. So here you have Mechavin to embarrass a Katan, and you embarrass the Gadol. We'll see what that means, a Katan, a Gadol. So the Loch is, you give the Gadol the embarrassment of a Katan. Let's say Levi, because that's what you tried to do. Levi's Eved, Vayash is Ben Chayrim. Nois the Ben Chayrim, Ben Bayash is Eved. You give the Ben Chayrim the Bayashis of Eved. Here we're talking about Eved Kanani. You give the Bayashis of Eved Kanani. So this brisa, which tana is it? Man, money, loy Rabbi Meir, veloy Rabbi Yehuda, loy Rabbi Shimon. It's none of these tanoim. We'll explain why. Kasaga daitach, kato means kato menachos, means someone's poor. Gadol means gadol menachos, someone's rich. Seira Meir. Rameir says, no difference in Katan and Gadol. Here it says, you try to invite a Katan, which is a poor person, invite a Gadol, you pay like a poor person. It's all the same, all the same price. There's no sliding scale, it's all the same thing. So it can't be Rameir. Rabbi Yehuda says that Avadim don't have a Baishas. The Mishnah later on, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Avadim don't have Baishas. And he was saying, you pay like an Eved, like a Baish Eved. No din of Baishas by Avadim. Rabbi Shimon, and I say it to Rabbi Shimon, oh, amen, it's Gavin Baish Zev, Potter. Rabbi Shimon holds Stamazoi, that's not called enough Kavanah. If a child embarrass this person, embarrass the other person, you're Potter. It's really Machlaikas by Ritzicha. Ritzicha also has that Kavanah. So let's say I'm trying to kill Reuven and kill Shimon. The law is, according to Rabbi Shimon, you're not Chayiv. A special drush of Rabbi Shimon, and he'll hold the same thing by Baishas. My time, a Kiktolo, just like a murderer. Mak Tolo Adam Skavin Le, just like Tolo told you Machavim Mamish, to Chsiva Orav Loi, the Kama Loi, actually Schavin Loi, until you Machavin to that person, that's when you Chayiv Misa. Boishes nami ad mechavim lay until you mechavim for that person to embarrass him. The chsiv v'shalcha yod v'zich mevushav. The same way we have drosha v'arav loy, we have drosha mevushav that dafka him and dafka you tried for him. Are you chayiv for boishes? This is the pasuk of boishes, and not when you try for someone else. So the mishnah can't be Rav Shimon because you potter completely. It can't be Rav Yehuda because you know, and it says here in this case avadim also and avadim boishes. And it can't be Rav Meir because Meir holds that there's no sliding scale. Here's the kalat negadol. So Gemara says like this: Loilam Rav Yehuda. Ah, you tie in the Elevon the Baishas? No, it just means the Chigam Rahu, the Elevon the Baishas, Lameisvalu. You don't pay for Baishas of Kanani. But of course, he gets embarrassed. You could shots up and evaluate how much embarrassment. It's a little less embarrassment, Evet, because the Evet is not so Chashiv. But there is embarrassment of Evet. That's what it means. You evaluate how much embarrassment of Evet is, and that's what you pay. But it didn't say, there's no embarrassment of Evet, or who just said it, you don't pay an Evet Baishas. But here you embarrass the regular person, a Ben Chayrim, so then you pay like the embarrassment of an Evet. So that's one pshat, it can be like a Yehuda. So Misavis Godol Godol Mechasim Godol Mechasim, you think it means rich and poor? Loi Godol Godol Mamish, Kata Kata Mamish, means big means a Godol over by Mitzvah, and Kata means Kata Mamish. And that's what it means, you pay for a Kata's embarrassment, which is less embarrassment. More of a katan is a katan. That means that Rabbi Meir holds no sliding scale when it comes to being wealthy or not wealthy. But the guy a katan and godly holds there is a difference. The katan is a katan a barbaishus. Gemara says yeah. In kedona papa, Rabbi Papa says later on in our base the michlamu michlam. A certain katan that if you embarrass him and later on you tell him about it, he gets embarrassed. Then you pay baishus a certain age. Hachinami the michlamu. Oh, the Michlamei Michlam, he's that age where if you mentioned him about the Baishas, he'll get embarrassed, and therefore, Allah, in such a case, you will pay for Baishas. So here, Neskavin to for the Katan, he did a Gadol, you'll pay the Baishas of a Katan, of that age of a Katan that has the age of Baishas, you're going to pay when you embarrass the Gadol.